And what about fat salt pork, you call that?
We call that little side meat, something like that.
Side meat, okay. When you cut the side of the hog, you call that?
Yeah, on the belly.
Yeah.
So that's what you salt and cure. Old side meat, we call it, you know, it all depends on where you're from.
What
salt
about,
meat.
Okay. What about some of the other meat from the hog, you might say?
You're getting the bacon around there too, you know.
And,
bacon's a little bit better part of it, you know.
Maybe the outside of the bacon, you know, the tough part outside.
On the belly?
Underneath? No, on the side, you know, where the bacon, when you cut the side of bacon. You might call it outside tough part. Do you have a name for that?
No, no.
All right. The guy who sells that, he cuts it up, sells it to you, he's you call him the...
Well, the meat part.
Yeah, the man who does that is the...
The butcher.
Okay. And the man. If you kept meat too long, you might say the meat has done what?
It'll get like rancid.
Okay.
Sort of rancid taste to it. Smell and all. Salt meat will, and some bacon will too. You can get ranky, you can smell it too when you're good, if it's too ranky.
Yeah, after you butcher a hog, what'd you do with the meat from its head?
Made old head cheese.
Yeah.
Old head cheese, we call it. Some people call it souse. I make it myself in the winter.
Yeah. What would you do with the other stuff maybe you get from the hog after you butchered it?
Well, I mean, you butcher a hog like... A lot of times, old people, what they'll do, they keep the head, fry the liver,
mm-hmm.
fry the heart, and cook up the heart and the tongue in a good brown gravy, and then they'll take the call the backbone. They cook fresh backbone and rice,
mm-hmm.
and just take that part of the back, that strip down, and they'll cook that with rice, and that's the fresh. They do that when it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Then they hang that, put that in a little cooler, let it hang out, you know, it's a real cold, you want to butcher when it's real cold.
Yeah.
Let him hang up in a, protect him from flies or something, you know, let him hang up till he get good and stiff, and then you can quart him up next day. It's best to cut him like that next day, and then if you want to cure the hams, you want fresh ham, if you got a freeze, you know, you wrap up all the good parts.
Mm-hmm.
And the barrel and all that, they'll take old salt, old crock, a wooden barrel, and they'll that salt meat in there. Salt it down, both sides real good, and leave it in there for about 10, 11 days, and you take it out. And you get, you see, you want to take it out of that salt, then if you do get too salty, then it's really no good when it gets too briny.
Okay. Now, what do you call the dish? You cook up the liver and grind it up?
They got a name for that, liverwurst, old liver sausage, you can make out of it.
All right. Did you ever make anything out of the blood of the hog?
Yes, sir. Sure was.
What was that?
We call it blood sausage.
Okay. And,
take blood and some of the fat, little pieces of, square little pieces of fat, and season, salt, pepper. And all that's cooked down and put in the casing. Blood ring, you call it. You know, they stopped making it here. In the last few years, the government stopped that, even in Louisiana. I used to buy it in New Orleans a lot.
Yeah. Probably may have been flu or something like that.
Yeah.
Blood.
That's really good. I don't know why the government got behind it, the USDA.
Okay.
They may have known about it. They call it Boudin. Boudin?
What's that?
That's French. That's, they take the liver and some of the pork itself and green onion, parsley, garlic and all that, and they stuff that in the casing and rice.
Boy, I bet
that's French Cajun stuff. French making Boudin.
Boudin?
Boudin.